This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering. We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
Flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering. We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and
it's Pretzelfest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We are situated high above the Southeastern High School football gridiron, set to bring you the Division 7 playoff game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Southeastern Trojans. We are here at Southeastern High School, which is on Route 41, southeast of Springfield. We are situated on the east side, looking pretty much to the west. The field here at Southeastern runs from the southwest to the northeast. There was a strong wind earlier blowing at us across the field from west to east. It's died down considerably. Some partly cloudy skies overhead. We do see the sun setting to the west. A new chance of precipitation the rest of the evening. It should be a fine football game between Fort Loramie 5-5, Southeastern 7-3. It's Fort Loramie, the 11 seed, versus Southeastern, the 6 seed. Fort Loramie has split 10 games right down the middle. Redskins lost their last two. Meanwhile, Southeastern won its final three games of the season. Both teams, highly competitive schedules. Southeastern's three setbacks came to OHC champs, Ohio Heritage Conference champions, West Liberty Salem, and West Jefferson tied for the North. Greenview won the South, and Mechanicsburg, or I should say Southeastern, finished second behind Greenview in the OHC South. So the Trojans have played a stringent schedule this season, beat Lehman on the road early in the year, 30-21, up at Sydney Memorial Stadium. In that game, Southeastern fashioned five takeaways. Fort Loramie's lost five games to teams with an overall record this year of 38-11. No shame in losing to Lima Central Catholic last week. Final tally, 45-21. LCC defeated Lucas earlier in the year. Lucas clobbered Fort Loramie. LCC also beat Columbus Bishop Reedy midway during the season. And Reedy last week knocked Division V Columbus Academy from the ranks of the unbeaten by a final score of 28-7. Of course, Fort Loramie played Minster and Versailles early in the year from the back. Also played Norwalk St. Paul, won that game. Norwalk posted six victories on the year. Lucas wound up winning seven. They're playoff bound, as of course is Lima Central Catholic. How in the world the Thunderbirds lost three games, I will never know. I remarked during the broadcast last week that was the best LCC team of the last three during the Carson Parker era, and Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells firmly agreed. Both teams battle tested, that's the point. They're ready to knock helmets here tonight. Should be a fine game. Fort Loramie beat Southeastern a year ago at Fort Loramie in round two by a score of 55-27. It was 20-7 Fort Loramie at the half, a running clock briefly in the fourth. Redskins won it by 28. Feature players tonight for Southeastern, Zach McKee, one heck of a quarterback. He will run first, hand off as much as he runs it. He'll pass it maybe 15 times a game. Hayden Davis, the workhorse ball carrier, 221 carries on the year, 5.3 per tote. Jonah Acebrook averages about 7 yards per rush from the slot back position. He also is at 15 yards per catch receiving the ball. Brennan Workman at 13 yards per catch. Will Holland for Fort Loramie, about 1,000 yards on the year, 7 yards per carry last week against Lima Central Catholic. What a game for Gabe Hart at quarterback. His first start at QB, 18 for 28, 230 yards. Did have a couple of picks. Maxwell Maurer moved out to the wide receiver post and played splendidly. He had 7 catches, 129 yards, for a touchdown. Quick overview of these two clubs heading into tonight's big game. Fort Loramie 5-5, Southeastern 7-3. And we'll hear from both coaches in just a moment. Brand new underwriting sponsor, Shelby Oaks Golf Club and Ping Golf. Hey, golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf pros at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. You see Robin Native been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners at Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883, 492-2883, or just stop by the shop at Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Boy, there are going to be some big plays in this game tonight. Key building components for sure. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Southeastern wants to keep it on the ground, score first, put some pressure on Fort Loramie. The Redskins want to go up top, make some big explosive plays with Gabe Hart at quarterback. And the Redskins' D needs to shine and play its best game of the year. That's for certain. It hasn't performed well most of the time this season. There are key building components for these two teams, as we noted. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Kent Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. We've got the two head coaches in a moment. They're coming up next. Interviews with A.J. Woods, third-year head coach at Southeastern, and Spencer Wells, sixth-year head man at Fort Loramie, next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And we welcome you back to Southeastern High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Golding, pitch hitting for Chuck McBee. Skies are clearing from west-northwest to the east. In fact, as we look beyond the Fort Loramie stands on the visitor side, we see blue skies. Some clouds overhead, they are dissipating. Don't expect rain. Wind has died down. Great night for high school football, Fort Loramie Redskins and the Southeastern Trojans. Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie not happy with his team's play on defense. Only 7 sacks all year long, 27 tackles for loss all year long. The receiver quintet last week shined. Maxwell Maurer, along with Eilerman, Knopf, Barhorst, Ty Kemper, Will Holland running the ball. Good strong play from the offensive line the last several weeks, aiding the running game. And as Coach Spencer Wells said, Gabe Hart accounted for himself extremely well, new at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I was proud of Gabe. You know, I thought he made a lot more good throws than he did bad ones. There's just a few that I know he wants back, but when you look at his stats and you say, hey, man, first start, you're 65% completion. You know, you throw for well over 200 yards. You've got a couple touchdowns mixed in. You know, we constantly move the ball. And he was a big reason for that, you know, being able to move the ball quickly, something that we've struggled to do all season where, you know, you saw right before the half with a minute to go, we marched right down and put ourselves in scoring position with no timeouts and was proud of that. You know, so be showing the capability to run a 2-minute drill, you know, command the offense. You know, there's things that we're going to work on, and he knows that, and that's a constant process, but really proud of how he battled.
And I'm sure you've implemented a little half roll, a little boot for him as well.
Yeah, moving the pocket, you know, and also just, you know, straight design quarterback runs. You know, I think that's something that getting him downhill, he's a big kid, he's tough to tackle, and he's very physical. So, yeah, we need to definitely include him in the run game as well.
So now you've moved Carter Eilerman from the tight end, fullback, H-back position to a wide out. Plus you've got Maxwell Maurer, who played extremely well against LCC. You're loaded at the wideout role along with Spencer Knopf. What a trio.
Yeah, excited for those guys. You know, and Cole Barhorst is going to get some action this week there as well. Really like Cole. He's been a playmaker for us throughout the year. But, yeah, with Maxwell, he was instantly our leading receiver. You know, he had 7 grabs for 130 yards and a touchdown. You know, he averaged 18 yards of reception. So the big play, we've been talking about finding a way to create explosives, and he definitely helps in that regard. He stepped right in, and credit to him. Just like it was for Gabe, you know, this was a new spot for him this week, and he stepped right in and did an excellent job, and it was fun to watch. But, yeah, Carter Eilerman, Spencer, Cole Barhorst. I mean, we've got a lot of guys. Ty Kemper, tight end, you know, he's proven in the past that he can make big catches when we need him. And then when you combine that with our run game with Will Holland, you know, we're excited about what we can do offensively, but it's all about finishing drives. You know, we can't just move the ball or not. We got to put points on the board, and I think that's something that we need to improve on from LCC.
Will ran extremely hard against the Thunderbirds. I think he had 7 yards per rush. That was a big defensive line, and he was great. He's played real well against LCC 3 years in a row.
Yeah, you know, he's our playmaker, man. I mean, on offense, you know, he's been the guy all year that's been consistently making plays for us. You know, he's right around 1,000 yards rushing on the season. I think he's got 18 touchdowns, something like that. So, yeah, you see that he's a guy that we're going to have to lean on. You know, the run game is going to be big this week. I mean, we can't just, whenever you have a new quarterback, you know, an inexperienced quarterback, you know, we can't just lean on him the whole game. You know, we have to have balance. We got to say, hey, you know, on this drive, we got to pick up a first down by running the football. We can't rely on Gabe every single time. So that was good. You know, it's great to have a guy like Will that we know and trust that we can rely on, and an offensive line that we believe can block well in the run game. So, you know, Southeastern isn't going to make it easy on us, that's for sure, no, but we have to have balance.
Yeah, complimentary football, especially at playoff time.
Yes.
Sixth-year head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie, our guest, before tonight's game between the Redskins and Southeastern. Defensively, you've got to have stops. They're not going to come any easier against the Trojans. They move the ball up and down the field like LCC. No Carson Parker to worry about, but a talented senior at the signal calling position, Zach McKee.
Well, you nailed it defensively. You know, we have to find a way to make plays. I mean, flat out, you know, there's, and it's not of lack of effort. You know, we just have to find a way to finally put it together. And, you know, that was a challenge for our guys this week. We talked about on the season, we have 7 sacks. You know, that's not even 1 a game. So we have to get that number up. It has to happen. You know, that you talk about getting off the field, negative plays. We only have 27 tackles for a loss all season. You know, that's 2.7 a game. And on the low end, you should have at least 4 a game. And so, yeah, those are areas that you know, we have to finish when we get in the backfield. You saw against LCC, there was numerous times that we hit them in the backfield.
Yep.
We were getting penetration, but we didn't finish. So who can we trust to step up and make some plays? You know, this time of year, it's what it's all about. You know, you gotta get sacks. You gotta get tackles for a loss. You gotta find a way to force some turnovers. You know, those all lead to stops, to your point. That's how you get stops. So, we gotta get after it this week on that side. You know, and that's been a major challenge all week of just, you know, putting it out there, playing with an intensity level every single snap, not trying to do too much, just doing your job and trusting each other to do theirs and just playing good complementary football. I think against a team like them, you mentioned the skill that they have, pursuit. We gotta pursue. You know, guys are gonna miss tackles. I mean, that's you see it at the NFL level, but you don't notice it unless the pursuit's bad. You know, if we get pursuit there and one guy misses but they don't get nothing else, who cares? You know, so we've got to help each other out defensively with that, and it's been a great week. So we've got to see if it shows up.
Yeah, you mentioned complementary football. So important is the kicking game. I thought Spencer Knopf and Aiden Boland excelled up at LCC.
They've been great all year, you know, and hopefully we don't keep Spencer too busy. But, with Aiden, he he's been doing a great job. And, you know, that special team's huge this time of year.
Yeah.
And that was a bright spot against LCC. So,
yeah.
Jack, earlier in the year,
yeah.
I mean, our starting field position was not good. And if you look at the LCC game, we started average field position at the 40-yard line. Their average starting field position was at their 26. So, I mean, that's huge. I mean, that's a huge advantage for us if we can keep that going. And, we need our special teams to make plays as well.
Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Lauderdale Redskins in year number 6. Coach Wells, before Fort Loramie, was quarterback coach at Wapakoneta. He also assisted at Marion Local, Salina, Allen East. And you may or may not recall that way back in 2005, Spencer played for the state championship Delphus St. John's Club. A.J. Woods, third year head coach of the Southeastern Trojans. He is a graduate of Southeastern in 2006, played football, basketball, and baseball for the Trojans. I might note that before Southeastern, he coached at Graham. Southeastern, by the way, has qualified for the playoffs in football 5 times, including a regional final appearance in 2001. Trojans got to the playoffs in 2009, made it last year as well. Southeastern went 9-3 in 2009, 7-5 last year, 7-3 this season under head coach A.J. Woods. He talked about his 3-3 stack defensive team, his shotgun wing T on offense, and his stern schedule played by the Trojans when I chatted with Coach Woods earlier this week.
You won your first 3, played some really tough ball clubs in the middle portion of the schedule, lost 3 out of 4, closed out with 3 wins. Talk about big games along the way, your difficult schedule there in the middle, and what players have really progressed for you over the course of the campaign.
Sure. Yeah, the 7-3 season, back-to-back winning season for the first time since 2001-2002. That tough part of the middle part of your schedule, talk about West Liberty and West Jeff. They're both top 10 teams in Division 5 when we played them, and still are, I believe. To all 3 league champions, West Liberty and West Jeff tied in the North and Preview lost in the South. So our schedule's been stout, to say the least. Big games this year we've had early on was the Sidney Lehman Catholic game. Went up to Sidney on a Saturday, big non-league win. And then obviously the rivalry game with Cedarville when you play them at their place and can knock off Cedarville. It's a big win for the boys.
Now, what I remember from that Lehman victory with Southeastern was Ace Brooks' play in the secondary. He was superb.
Yeah, all year he's been that way. Kid's a tracker. We call him a ball hawk. So he goes in and gets the football. He's played free safety for 3 years really now for us. Last year had some injuries, so lost some games there, but leads the league in interceptions this year, and senior captain, and he's a player. Dude's a player.
And in Davis and Wilt, you've got a pair of very good linebackers.
Yeah, those two, with Coffee as well, the senior linebacker. We run a 3-3 stack, and those three really clean up a lot of the messes for our defense. And defense is designed for those three to make a lot of tackles. So those guys do a good job of being stout in the middle.
A.J. Woods, our guest before tonight's game between Southeastern and Fort Loramie at Round 1 playoffs, Region 28, Division 7. Tell me, Coach, when you play Fort Loramie, what do you plan for? You played them last year in the playoffs, second round. What do you have to key on? What's the point of emphasis in getting ready for the Redskins?
Sure. Yeah, we have a little experience, right? So we beat by them last year in the second round up there. And they had a really good ball club last year. They got a good ball club this year as well. They're a spread offense. They have two back, one back, and a trip set. Some out of ace. They run a little bit of empty. You're keying on number 11. The running back there for Fort Loramie is a tough runner. 81, the Allerman kid, is real tall. Plays the wings, plays some in the backfield. They move him around a lot. He's a matchup nightmare for some teams. But when you're preparing for a team like Fort Loramie, you know they're going to be well coached. Coach Wells does a good job up there. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be physical. And so we're ready to go after them this week.
Now, your offense is a little bit different than Fort Loramie's. Talk about Zach McKee, outstanding senior QB, and the young men along with him.
Yeah. So Zach's done a good job being what we call a field general in our offense. We're a shotgun wing T team, so we predicate our offense with the run. But with a senior quarterback that we've got this year, he's second in the league in passing yards, done a great job this season for us. He controls the game with our screen game and our what we call our quick game. And then that really opens a lot of stuff up for us deep. So he's done a really good job of being patient and letting the game come to him.
And Davis is a workhorse running back.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's toted the ball quite a lot for us this year and will in the future. He's a junior, so we got him for another year, and the kid's a workhorse is the best word you can say for that. Runs hard, gets the shoulder pads, vertical with the line of scrimmage, and usually ends up going forward a lot, so he's a good young man.
A snapshot of your kicking game.
Kicking game has improved immensely, and Carson Krieg, I think he's got, I want to say, 8 touchbacks in the last 4 weeks in the kickoff, which is just a weapon now. Hit a big field goal against Cedarville, I believe it was a 32-yarder, and done a great job with the extra point game. So our punting game, Dallas Coffey punts well, uses a lot of angles. We don't like punting in the middle of the football field, so he does a really good job of keeping it on the third of the field is what we talk about, and making our punt team a little bit better.
Put your thumb on the key facet to determining the outcome in this game tonight.
Yeah, it's a playoff game, so the team that makes the least mistakes usually does a good job. You know, can't have to turn the ball over. No mental mistakes. We call them, you're going to have flags for hustle flag. We're going to have penalties, no problem. We can't have the bonehead penalties, is what we call them. We have a rules-based offense and defense. You can't break the rules. There's rules we can't break. And if our boys break them, we have a little trouble with our scheme. And then finally, you know, it's playoff football. So go out there and have fun, give it everything you got, and lay it all on the line for sure.
A.J. Woods, third-year head coach, Southeastern Trojans. We're about 10 minutes away from the kickoff. Fort Loramie will receive to start the game. Southeastern and the Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Southeastern. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, quarterback Gabe Hart, Jr., 6'2", 205-pounder. Wideouts, Max Maurer, Carter Eilerman, Spencer Knopf, 6'2", 6'3", 6'3". Tight end, Ty Kemper at 6'3". Tailback, Will Holland, 5'10", 175, and a senior. Offensive line, along the front, tackles Lewis Hart, 6'2", 205, a junior. Jason Siegel, 6'1", 240, a senior. The guards, Roger Hoing, 6'2", 205, a senior. And Ben Plyman, 6'2", 200-pound junior. The center, Braden Frilling, 6'1", 195, and a senior. That's the opening offensive 11 for the Fort Loramie Redskins. For the Southeastern Trojans here tonight, the quarterback, Zach McKee, 5'10", 165, a senior. The feature running back is Hayden Davis, a junior, 6'1", 190-pounder. Hayden Davis, a workhorse for the Trojans. In the slot, Jonah Acebrook, 5'11", 180, and a senior. The wideouts are Cole Dent, a junior, 5'8", 150-pounder, and Dallas Coffey, 5'6", 160-pound senior, and Brennan Workman, a junior, 6'3", 200-pound junior. Along the offensive line, Andrew Flax, a senior, 5'10", 215. Quinn Weller, 6'3", 235, a junior. C.J. Wilt, who doubles at linebacker, 6'1", 180, a senior. Carson Bell, 6'4", 235, a senior. And Cody Clark, 5'11", 170, a senior. That's the starting 11 for the Southeastern Trojans. We've got the kickoff, the start of this game, coming up in 3 minutes next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Derek Holding once again here at Southeastern. In just a matter of moments, the teams will re-enter the gridiron from the locker rooms to the north. Stadium runs northeast to southwest, slight wind blowing across field in our face. We are perched at the 45-yard line on the east side of the Southeastern Football Complex. Last year in round two at Fort Loramie, the Redskins defeated Southeastern 55-27. Caleb Maurer was 23 of 31 for 283 yards through the air for Fort Loramie, three touchdowns. He threw a pick. Calvin Hoying led Fort Loramie with eight tackles. And Logan Eilerman had 140 receiving yards on 10 receptions. We'll see if Carter can match that tonight, his brother. Southeastern got a real good game from quarterback Zach McKee a year ago. He completed 19 passes, 298 yards, three touchdowns. He did throw four picks. Brennan Workman caught seven balls for 113 yards for the Trojans 1 year ago in that game between the two teams. We're minutes from the start. Opening kickoff around the corner, we promise you.
And finally,
here come the Trojans. Redskins have entered the gridiron. Back in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order Geyer online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
And here's the opening kickoff by Southeastern. It is knocked down to about the 11 or 12 yard line. Aiden Boland catches for Fort Loramie. He's got blockers out in front. He scurries up the left sideline. Boland en route down the far side in front of the Redskins bench, getting one block after another, and he's gone. Touchdown. Unofficially 85 yards. Aiden Boland, 14 on his back, returned the opening kick to start the game for Fort Loramie. What a way to begin for the Redskins. A terrific return. There might have been one red jersey to lay a hand on him. That was it. And Fort Loramie comes to the line of scrimmage, going for 2 points after. Gabe Hart to Will Holland. Holland pounds up the middle. He's got it. He romps through the center of the line, right behind that offensive front, and punches in the 2 points after.
That is the start that Fort Loramie absolutely needed to start this game.
And I stand corrected. I stand corrected, Derek. The kickoff return by Boland took the Redskins all the way to the 1 or 2 yard line. He did not punch it in. That run from scrimmage just then was for the touchdown by Holland. Boland on to try the point after, and he airmails it between the uprights. It's good. What a start for Boland. Kickoff return of 85 yards, down to about the 2. Then Will Holland right up the gut. Ramrods his way into the end zone. PAT by Boland, yes. And in just 17 seconds, Fort Loramie leads in this game 7-0 over Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And here's a terrific kickoff return by Southeastern's Jonah Acebrook. He snared Boland's kick way back at the 9-yard line, and he zips up the near side, a wall of blockers outside the hash mark, then the numbers, knocked out of bounds into the Southeastern bench at the 43-yard line. First and 10 for Southeastern. Great start to the game for Fort Loramie. Back inside the 15-yard line, it was Boland who took the opening kickoff. My mistake, he was knocked out of bounds, down around the 2. I thought the next play was a 2-point conversion run, when in fact it was a score by Holland for 6 up the middle. He cracked in from a couple yards away. Boland's PAT lifted Fort Loramie to a 7-0 lead, and we are only 1.5 minute old in this game. What a terrific start. Southeastern's Aiden Davis just slanted off right tackle for 3. Second down and 7 for Southeastern from the Trojans 46. Fort Loramie in the lead. High octane start for the visiting team, up 7-0. Here is a fake on the inside handoff. It's a good fake on the play by McKee. He's got a wide open receiver. It's Acebrook downfield at the 20. Nobody around. Blown coverage by Fort Loramie. And it goes for 54 and a score.
14. They keep this up. I'm predicting a very high scoring game, Jack.
Well, last year it was 55 to 27. Grand total of 12 touchdowns in the contest 1 year ago at Fort Loramie. Redskins won it by 28. McKee officially here. The play goes from McKee to Workman, who dealt the ball in the offensive backfield. A little trickery by Southeastern to open up the action. Second play of this game, and it worked. as Fort Loramie was sucked in the secondary. Coverage is blown, and Workman, often a receiver, threw a bomb to Acebrook after getting the lateral from McKee. It went for 55 and a score. Carson Krieg's extra point is true right down the middle, and a minute, 8 seconds into the game, we're tied at 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Oh, what an explosion to start this game tonight. Region 28, Division 7, first rounder from Southeastern. We're tied at 7, and the game is only 68 seconds old. 7-7 deadlock. Ensuing kickoff by Southeastern. Roll downfield inside the 35-yard line of Fort Loramie. Redskins plopped on it at the 33. Will Holland runs outside left tackle. It's a slant into the numbers far side. He carved ahead for 4. Second down and 6 for the Redskins. Fort Loramie in the road, white jerseys, black pants, red and black numbers, black headgear. Southeastern, the home, red from top to bottom, white numerals, white helmets, red jerseys, red pants. Very little wind at the moment. It's died down. There was a steady breeze an hour before game time. Hand off to Holland. Holland bucks. He bucks through right guard. Big opening. Oh, he's belted down at the 44. He got the first down, but he paid a price. He is getting up gingerly.
Acebrook, number one.
Acebrook put one heck of a hit on Holland, who had his bell rung at the end of the game last week against LCC. Holland suffered a jolt right there as he was moving fast right through the tackle guard hole and had 6 or 7 yards, and then out of nowhere came Acebrook, who plastered him down. Holland on the sideline for this play. Pre-snap penalty coming up against Fort Loramie. Illegal motion. 9:51 to go. Opening quarter tied at 7. Aiden Boland for Fort Loramie took the opening kickoff down inside the 20-yard line. Ran it all the way back to the 2. I was confused momentarily. I thought he made it to the end zone. Redskins celebrated. He was just short of the goal line. Holland ran it in from there. I mistakenly thought that was a 2-point conversion. Boland added the PAT to make it 7-0. Here's Fort Loramie running on 1st and 10, or I should say 1st and 15 after the penalty, and the Redskins get 6 or 7 back. 2nd down and 8 upcoming. Line of scrimmage marked for play, 46 of Fort Loramie, 4 yards short of the 50.
26, Hoying the ball carrier.
Ray Hoying lugged it in place of Holland, who I think has checked back in. C.J. Wilt popped Hoying, who lugged it forward for Fort Loramie. Second down, a little less than 8. Here's Gabe Hart, quarterback design run. Over right tackle, he plows right to the 50-yard line.
Hart, the ball carrier.
3rd and 4 coming up for Fort Loramie.
C.J. Wilt, number 6.
And then after the Fort Loramie kickoff and a real good return by Acebrook, out to about the 43 or 44-yard line, after a 3-yard run play, A.J. Woods designed some trickery. It worked. Handoff by McKee to Workman. Workman threw downfield to a wide open Acebrook for the score, as nobody knew had the football in the Southeastern offensive backfield. Redskins running around left end. It's a good play for 15 and 20. 25-yard scamper down inside the 35-yard line. Ray Hoying, like a bullet shot out of a cannon. He zipped beyond the numbers, far side. What a run by Hoying. He was stacked up out of bounds right at the 35 of Southeastern. My mistake, that's the 25-yard line. Let me get my bearings correct.
First down.
Good run by Hoying of about 23.
Line of scrimmage is the Trojan 25.
Holland has been on the sideline. He may have just checked back in. Here's the fake handoff to Will. Hard to throw. It's an angle pattern. End zone. Redskins catch it 7 yards deep in pay dirt for the score. What a throw by Hart on the numbers to Max Maurer. He was about 3 yards inside the back edge of the end zone. It was a deep post, and Maurer had his man beat. Trying to keep pace with him was Acebrook. Acebrook had misread the route, tried to cut him off at the 1 yard line or the goal line. And Maurer ran the post all the way to the back of the end zone. Hart hit him on the numbers. Extra point tried by Bolin. He's got it. 8:05 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie scored twice already in this game to lead Southeastern 14-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. Kickoff by Fort Loramie down to the 15-yard line. Here's another great return by Acebrook. Fort Loramie's going to learn. Don't kick it to that man. Acebrook up the near sideline between the numbers and hash mark. He zips to the 40, 45, 47-yard line. Jonah Acebrook, we talked about him in the pregame. He's gotten over 10 interceptions in his career here at Southeastern. He doubles offense, defense, a lot of special teams. And he is terrific once he gets the ball in his hands. And as Coach A.J. Woods noted in the pregame on defense, he is a ball hawk. From the 47, Southeastern starts first and 10. Here's McKee handing to Acebrook around right end. Look at him go. Acebrook across the 50. Into the Redskins bench at the 45. Flushed out of bounds right at the first down marker. He's got it. He dashed for 11. Head coach A.J. Woods of Southeastern featuring Acebrook here at the start of this game. Lewis Hart made the hit across the way for Fort Loramie. We played just over 4 minutes, 14-7 Redskins. Southeastern running. It's Hayden Davis barging through the left side of the line, rolled down right at the 40. He nudged ahead for 2, second down 8. Good tackle on the play by the Redskins. Brock McCumber is at a stellar year. 7:22 left to go, opening quarter. Quick snap. Here's the handoff on the play by McKee. It's Davis up the middle. Gaping hole. Look at him go. Hayden Davis on a march. 20, 15, 10. Nobody touches him. Touchdown, Southeastern. Hayden Davis for 39 yards and a score. Offensive line for Southeastern, one heck of a job on that play. Andrew Flax, Quinn Weller, C.J. Wilk, Carson Bell, Cody Clark, an enormous cavity developed, and away went Hayden Davis. Carson Krieg on for the game-tying PAT. Snap from center, ball spotted, fine kick by Krieg.
It lands on the porch next to the house beyond the fence, down to the south end of the Gridiron Complex here at Southeastern. We're tied at 14, 7:13 to go here in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
A side winding kickoff semi-liner by Southeastern's Krieg down to the 37-yard line where Spencer Knopf catches, goes to his knees. Fort Laramie starts from that spot. 7:12 to go opening period. We're tied at 14. You heard me right. 28 points have been scored already in this game. Redskins come up to the line to snap it, and a timeout is called. A moment ago, I was talking to you about Francis Manufacturing, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The production standards at Francis Manufacturing, extremely high. They've got to be, because Francis produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages 15 years of experience providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Redskins and Southeastern dead even. Fort Laramie to the line of scrimmage. 14 all tie from the 37. Redskins with a bunch of receivers to the left. But Gabe Hart runs it, calls his own number on first down, and he trudges from the 37 to the 39. Second down, 8 for Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie scored. Southeastern retaliated. Redskins came right back on a beautiful post pattern. Run to Maxwell Maurer. Gabe Hart hit him in the back 3 yards of the end zone. And then another good kickoff return by Southeastern. Set up a lengthy run for a touchdown by Hayden Davis. Those were the last two scores. Tied up at 14 apiece. On second down and 8, Gabe Hart shoots a pass to Maxwell Maurer. It's a quick hitch up to the 44. He falls forward to the 46. Third and 1 for Fort Laramie. 4 yards short of midfield. Game tied at 14. 6:13 to go here in the first period. Handoff on the play to Will Holland. Around the left end. No, he cuts it back against the grain. Slices across the line of scrimmage into Trojans territory. Upended at the 47. First and 10 for the Redskins. Good to see Will back on his feet. He had his bell rung early in this game.
Line scrimmage is the 47.
On a jolting hit by Acebrook of Southeastern. Boy, he's been the star of this contest so far for the Trojans, that is for sure. Here is Fort Laramie starting first and 10. Holland again between left guard and tackle. He cracks across the 45 to the 43. Then he's shoved back.
Good rally to the football by the home team. Gain of 3, second down and 7. Flax in there on the stop for the Trojans. Ball marked for play at the 44-yard line.
Hayden Carter, the tackle for the Trojans.
5:22 to go in the first. Fort Loramie, the line of scrimmage. Carter Eilerman flanked 15 yards to the right. Here's the quarterback, Hart, looking left. It is caught with a knee on the ground by a receiver at the 38-yard line. Reception.
Number 3, Maurer.
Yes, Maxwell Maurer hauled it in. Ball didn't hit the turf. But his knee was on the ground. Give him a gain on the play of about 5 or 6, leaving Fort Loramie too short of a first down. Third and 2 from the Trojans, 39. 4:50 left, opening quarter. Game tied at 14. Gabe Hart gives to Holland up the middle, stumbles to the line of scrimmage behind his center, Frilling, motors to the 35. He's got the first down with a yard and a half to spare. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 12 touchdowns scored in the game last year between the two teams. Fort Loramie won at 55-27. We are on a pace to break 12 this season.
Timeout
called by Southeastern. Fort Loramie has it first and 10 from the Trojans 35. Game at 14 apiece. 4.5 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
On first and 10 for Fort Loramie from the Trojans 35, Hart throws a strike for 9 yards to Carter Eilerman. He caught it at the 27, fell to the 26 on second and 1, in sweep. A jet around the left corner goes Holland, hustling hard toward the Fort Loramie sideline, beyond the numbers, into the boundary, out of play, but he picked up the first down and a few extra. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at about the 21-yard line of the Trojans. 3:51 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie on a march. Who will punt first in this game tonight? That's the question. Both teams zipping up and down the field. Hart in the offensive backfield, a little perplexed, an aborted play. No one there to hand it to, and he's decked. He lost about 3.
Defensive play for Southeastern, number 44, Carter.
Carter in there on the stop for the Trojans.
53, Quinn Weller.
Second down and 12 or 13 to go for Fort Loramie. The line of scrimmage is the Southeastern 24-yard line. Good start to this game from Hayden Carter for Southeastern. Here's Hart back to throw. He looks inside the hash mark to the left. Yes, a leaping stab is made. Good play by the Redskins downfield. Well done by Maxwell Maurer. He used his body as a shield. Made sure Acebrook didn't get to the football. Hauled it into the 12 and lunged to about the 10. It's goal to go, Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Game tied at 14.
First down.
Fort Loramie's got Eilerman flanked 15 yards to the right. Man in motion across the formation. High snap from center. Oops, a flag. 5-yard penalty against Fort Loramie. It's going to be first and goal from the 15. Say, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair, make it shine right away here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. From the 15, goal to go, Fort Loramie. Holland's got no room in the middle. Springs it to the wide side.
11,
there he goes, starting down inside the 10, maybe to the 5. Slammed out of bounds at about the 4. Good head living by Holland. Nothing up the gut. So he managed to circle 14, around left end. Knee touchdown at the 6. Goal to go for Fort Loramie right there. Third down and goal for Fort Loramie. My mistake, it's second down because that first play from scrimmage was a 5-yard penalty. Here's the snap back to Gabart. Deals on the play to Holland. Holland weaves his way between right guard and tackle, and he is shooting down to the 3, the 2, stacked up right there. Good hard-nosed run by Holland. Not much of an opening, but he slithered through. It is goal to go for Fort Loramie. Third down, a yard and a half remaining. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Game tied at 14. Gabehart in the spread, back at the 6. Line of scrimmage, 4 or 5 feet from the goal line. Hart stands up, looks back toward the Fort Loramie bench. Maybe an adjustment in the play call. Here is Hart to Holland. Holland outside left tackle, big opening. He's got 6 more.
Holland, the ball carrier, going into the
Will ball Holland barges home. Fort Loramie 20, Southeastern 14. It is a high-scoring tilt here at Southeastern High School tonight. Redskins lead the Trojans by 6. The PAT upcoming. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create your style at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here's the PAT try by Boland, and he smacks it right down the middle. Redskins up 7, 21-14, a minute 12 to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And we welcome you back to Southeastern High School. Fort Loramie in the lead, 21-14 over the Trojans. Which team will be the first to slow down the other and force a punt? That's the $64,000 question right now.
14,
understand, Anna's all over Allen East in the first quarter, 14-0. Cedarville leads Lehman. That is an 8-9 game at Cedarville, 7-6 at the end of 1. And Sydney is behind by 3 scores after a period down at Cincinnati Harrison. A lot of low line drive kickoffs and ground ball kickoffs in this game. After the early part of the game tonight featured great kickoff returns. Here another low kickoff by Boland of Fort Loramie. And Southeastern touches it down at the 36. First and 10. Here's McKee. He's feeding Davis. Davis tries to go outside right tackle, and he's forced to the ground after picking up maybe a half yard. Second down, less than 10. About 9.5 to go for a first down for Southeastern. Lewis Hart in there on the hit for the Redskins. 50 seconds remaining in the first. Fort Loramie up 7. Two receivers right for the quarterback, McKee, passing down possibly. McKee fakes the inside handoff. It's a quarterback run. He meets resistance. Solid tackle by the Redskins as they stone McKee at the point of attack. There is a marker down. Sideline warning against Fort Loramie. No foul assessed. Third down coming up for Southeastern. 9.5 to go for a first down. Trojans have it at their own 36. Final half minute. Opening period of play. McKee at the helm. Has a receiver, Workman to the right. Deep drop by McKee. It is a delayed pattern over the middle to a receiver. Catches on the dead run at the 38-yard line. Oh, the ball is struck loose by Fort Loramie. Great defense on the play. Ball intended for Acebrook. And I think that may very well have been Cole Barhorst who got a mitt in there and smacked that ball free. It's ruled incomplete. 23.4 to go here in the first. And the Southeastern Trojans will have to punt. Line of scrimmage, the 36. Punter has retreated way back to about the 23 or 4. From that spot, he will boot the football.
Ken Coffey punting for Southeastern.
It is Coffey, who's a fine defensive linebacker used occasionally in the slot on offense. And it's one of those directional kicks away from the deep man for Fort Loramie, Boland. The ball bounds at the 37 or 38 of Fort Loramie and trickles out of bounds around the 35. Fort Loramie, good field position. Final 16 seconds, opening quarter.
And now we have our answer on which team is going to be the first one to punt.
Yep, Southeastern did it. Fort Loramie got a stop. You heard head coach Spencer Wells in our pregame begging for his defense to step up and get stops, which Fort Loramie could not get against LCC. Only forced one punt middle of the game against Lucas. Here's a run outside left tackle. Look out. It's Holland. Holland to daylight beyond the linebackers. Far side of the field. Beyond the numbers into the Redskins bench right at the 50. On a rampage, Will Holland bolts for 15. Running play only took about 5 seconds. 11.5 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Southeastern 14. Here comes Frilling over the ball at center. Two receivers left for Fort Loramie's Hart. Takes the snap at the 45. He runs Holland again. And Holland hammers his way to the 46. 45 of the Trojans move the chains. Another first down. No, that was a first down running play. Second and five. My mistake. When we return as the first quarter closes. Five touchdowns scored. Fort Loramie leads 21-14. Second and five Redskins from the 45 of the Trojans when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. That's Dickman. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for you. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Gabe Hart, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, opens the second quarter. Dropping back to throw, no one available. Tight coverage by Southeastern in the secondary. And Weller makes the stop. It's actually a quarterback sack, a loss of four by Fort Loramie from the 45 back to the 49. Third and nine Redskins, a yard cross midfield, 20 seconds into the second quarter of play. Dickman Supply. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years, large enough to offer competitive pricing and an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Redskins elect to run it on third and nine. Conservative call. Will Holland bucks right up the middle behind his right guard, and he bangs to the 44. Fort Loramie setting up a fourth down play. Redskins ran it on third down, knowing they were going to go for it on fourth. Line of scrimmage, the Southeastern 44. 10:51 to go, second quarter. Redskins 21, Trojans 14. Heck of a football game. Easy for me to say. Here's the quarterback. Hart back to throw. Fires down around the 40-yard line. It is caught on the play by Eilerman. It's all about where the official spots the reception. Eilerman snagged it at about the 39.5, was pushed back to the 41. At the 41, he doesn't get a first down. At the 39.5, he does. And it's ruled a first for Fort Loramie. Good maneuver by Eilerman. He parked himself inside the 40 and took the reception and then was shoved backward. Good gain on the play of about 5.5. Good enough for a first down. Gabe Harden, first and 10, runs outside right tackle. Shrugs off one red jersey and scrambles down to about the 36-yard line. Second down and 6 upcoming here for Fort Loramie.
63, Wilt, also 24, Goodbar in on the tackle.
Offensive line for the Redskins featuring Lewis Hart, Jason Siegel, Roger Hoying, Ben Plyman, Braden Frilling at center. Well, most all year long, they have been superb. And on this drive, they're getting a workout. Fort Loramie mixing up the run and pass. Second down and 5 after the run by Hart. Hart steps back to throw. Shoots it low into the left flat for Maurer. No good.
Incomplete.
At about the 31 or 32-yard line. Third down and 5 for the Redskins. Clock stops. 9:32 to go. Second quarter. Line of scrimmage. The Trojans 35. Second and 5 upcoming. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Big play. Two receivers right, two to the left. It's Will Holland. Holland slowed in the offensive backfield. And it's subdued on the play by Southeastern at the 36-yard line. A loss of 1. Very late flag is called against Fort Loramie. And the official is going to step off the penalty. Oh, that one really hurts. It's a dead ball foul after the completion of the play, which does stand. And now fourth down takes place, and the Redskins will have to boot it. Wow, that one hurts.
Yeah, it sure did.
Had the Redskins gotten the play again, they would add a third down and then maybe a fourth to get the first down around the 30-yard line of Southeastern, but the penalty is determined to be a dead ball foul, personal foul, after the play is over. Redskins retreat to their own 49. Spencer Knopf has got to kick because it's fourth down and 21 yards to go for a first down. Knopf to kick. No wind at the moment. Angles it far right side. It's a good one. Hits the ground. Bounds toward the sideline. And it works its way out of bounds down around the 20-yard line or so. That's where the Trojans will start first and 10. 9:08 to go in the second. Each team punting on its last possession. How about that for a change? Redskins up 21-14. Ball marked for play at about the 16 or 17-yard line. First and 10, Trojans.
16.
Southeastern to the line of scrimmage. Man in motion. Gets the handoff. It's Acebrook trying to go wide. Good pursuit by Fort Loramie. Tackle made shy of the 20. Ball came out late. Ground caused the fumble. Second down 7. Southeastern at the Trojans 19. In just a moment, we'll highlight that fine touchdown play for you by Fort Loramie with a Wisebridge wealth management message. The Redskins' last score was a dandy. Hart to Maurer, 26-yard post. Here is Southeastern running outside left tackle. And it's a good gainer for about 10. No, it's McKee faked the inside handoff and then dropped it off on the play to Workman. And it's a first and 10 for the Trojans. Up and over the 25 to about the 27. Good sleight of hand maneuver in the offensive backfield by McKee of Southeastern. Good play action, fine fake. Delivery to Workman. Play action again. McKee back to pass. Here comes the rush. He gets away a screen. Fort Loramie manages to hustle and cover it up fairly well, but still about an 8-yard gain by Workman. Oh, McKee retreated a good 5-6 more yards from his shotgun position. Fort Loramie came after him hard. He just got the ball away to Workman, and his forward progress gave him 10. First and 10 for the Trojans. Fort Loramie did well to hustle back and tackle Workman from the rear. Here's Hayden Davis, barges up the middle, 45-50, gets a block, another block, makes a man miss, diving to the 39 of Fort Loramie. Hayden Davis, he's lugged the ball for about 230 times on the year, pushing 6 yards per carry. Gasson on the hit for the Redskins might have saved the touchdown. 7:19 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 21-14. Trojans driving. Line of scrimmage, the 39. Zach McKee looks at A.J. Woods, head coach of Southeastern, near side for the play call. Bunch receivers to the right. McKee looks right, now throws back to the left. It's high and wide, no good at the 38. Fort Loramie was all over it. Bolin was about ready to swirl the ball carrier, or I should say the receiver, to the ground, and he hauled it in, but no dice. Good hit by Bolin, timed it well. Had it been completed, it would have been a no gain because the throw by McKee was back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 Trojans from the Fort Loramie 39. Up the gut goes Hayden Davis, lugs a man with him, and he lurches to about the 35 or 6. Hayden Davis for at least 3, 3rd and 7 for the Trojans. Fort Loramie 21, Southeastern 14. Calder Bergman in there on the stop for Fort Loramie. Redskins up 7, Southeastern with a crucial 3rd and a little better than 6 to go for a first down outside the 35 of Fort Loramie. Play clock at 12. McKee retreats to throw, looks middle of the field, now arches a long bomb, right corner of the end zone. It is wide of the mark. Uh-oh, we've got maybe illegal contact on Fort Loramie in the middle of the field. Ball thrown for Workman. No chance for that to be completed, but Fort Loramie is guilty of a foul in the secondary.
Fort Loramie.
Defensive holding. 6:16 left to go here in the first half. 21-14 lead for the Redskins. Penalty stepped off to the Fort Loramie 26-yard line. First and 10, first Southeastern.
Down.
Trojans down 7.
Line of scrimmage is the
Fort Loramie trying to settle in here defensively and halt this Southeastern drive. Here's McKee in the offensive backfield. Hayden Davis explodes over the line of scrimmage, beyond the linebackers, into the secondary. Rolled down at the 10. Hayden Davis for 16 more.
81.
Southeastern offensive line doing one heck of a job up front. 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie 21, Southeastern 14. Trojans driving. Ball carriers knee touchdown at the 13. Hayden Davis again. He chugs outside right tackle. Powers to about the 5-yard line.
Davis, the ball carrier.
Third down, 2 or 3 upcoming.
Six, holding the tackle for
right now, Southeastern's offensive line having its way with Fort Loramie's defensive front. Ball marked for play. Just outside the 3-yard line. Call it the 4. Second down and 1. Previous line of scrimmage was the 13. Second and 1 for a first down. Second and 4 for a touchdown. It's Davis, and he stalled at the point of attack. Stood up. No gain. Third down upcoming for the Trojans. 5:15 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 7, 21-14. Fort Loramie received the opening kickoff to start the game. Aiden Bolin with an 80-yard-plus kickoff return. Under center, McKee. Fort Loramie bunching in, 8 down linemen defensively. Hand off Davis. I think he's got the first down. He burrows to about the 2.5. He needed to get to the 3. Goal to go, Trojans, I believe.
First down.
Yep. There's the official signal from the referee. First and goal to go for the Trojans. 2.5-yard line of Fort Loramie. 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. Trojans trying to notch seven and even this thing up. It's Zach McKee. He's stretching out between right guard and tackle down near the goal line. Is he over? Yes, he is. No, McKee fed the ball to Davis, and Davis backpedaled over the goal line for six. Touchdown, Trojans. Hayden Davis, the workhorse on that drive to be sure.
3-yard touchdown run for Davis.
Carson Krieg on to tack on the point. 21-20, Fort Loramie leads. 4:30 remaining, second quarter of play. Big PAT upcoming. Then we'll highlight Wisebridge Wealth Management with that touchdown pass by Fort Loramie that occurred earlier. Kicked by Krieg is good. Carson Krieg nails the extra point for Southeastern, and the game is tied at 21 with 4:30 left to go here in the second quarter of this game. Boy, a big post pattern was run by Maxwell Maurer earlier in this first half. Gabe Hart hit him with a 26-yard strike. Well done play call. Fine throw by Hart. Great route by Maxwell Maurer. What a wise play call that was. That was the Wisebridge play call earlier in this period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge. 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Six touchdowns scored in this game. We have 4:30 left to go, second quarter. Last year in the Redskins' 55-27 win over Southeastern, 12 TDs were piled up. Already six in this contest is a 21-21 tie. Carson Krieg kicks off. He lines it outside the numbers, near side of the field. Fort Loramie with a scoop at the 21, and Southeastern with a hard hit at the 27. Well, I tell you, the Trojans have made some really sharp tackles in this game. They have planted blows on the Redskins a few times. It was Cantwell on the return for Fort Loramie. He got the low grounder back around the 20, got it to the 29. First and 10 for the Redskins. Situation not unlike late second quarter last week up at LCC when Gabe Hart took Fort Loramie down to the fringe of the red zone. And then the Redskins on second, third, and fourth down plays came up empty. Here's Hart back at the 20. Long out route, far side of the field. Jonah Acebrook, the center fielder, comes out of nowhere. The safety makes a pick, running out of bounds with it at the 46-yard line of Southeastern. Hart intercepted by Acebrook. Boy, he's in double digits on picks for his career. He is outstanding. What a ball hawk. And it's first and 10 for Southeastern from the Trojans' 46-yard line. 4:18 to go here in the second quarter of play. Coming up to the line of scrimmage is the Southeastern offensive front. It's an in sweep to the right. Running to daylight as Acebrook. Look at him go. He's outside the numbers. Near sideline. Rushing past Redskins right and left. All the way down to the 20. Knocked out of bounds. Jonah Acebrook, a one-man wrecking crew tonight for the Southeastern Trojans.
Bolin the tackle for him.
Bolin saved the touchdown for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 15-yard line. Southeastern knocking on the door. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Game tied at 21. Interception by Acebrook. Jet sweep by Acebrook. Here's the handoff on the play to Hayden Davis. He hammers around right in, stays on his feet.
15, Davis,
and he powers down to about the 11, gain 4. Second down and 6 for Jackson. The Trojans.
In on the tackle.
3:44 left to go in the second quarter. Game tied at 21. Trojans trying to score consecutive touchdowns and inch into the lead before halftime. 3.5 remaining. snap back to McKee. Gives it off on the play to Davis. Davis worms his way over the line of scrimmage. And he manages to slither for about four or five, close to the first down marker, which is at about the 10. Tackle made at the 11.
Also number 50.
Third and one for the Trojans. McCumber on the hit for Fort Norman. 3 minutes to go, first half. 21-21 tie. Here is the quarterback. McKee wants to throw way back at the 17. Lobs far left side of the field. Wide open. Acebrook, yes! 7 yards deep in the end zone. The entire formation flowed to the right. And McKee was back in the pocket. Looked right, and then threw back to the left. My mistake, it was Brennan Workman. It was Workman, not Acebrook. Big score by Southeastern. A 10-yarder on the play, good for six. Nice misdirection as Fort Loramie was fooled on the play. Well done by McKee, who threw it back to the left side. Extra point try by Carson Krieg is no good. Hooked it to the left. He overcooked it. Low and wide. Score remains. Southeastern 27, Fort Loramie 21. 2:53 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Carson Krieg for Southeastern boots this one deep through the end zone. He really mashed that kickoff. Missed the prior extra point, did Krieg. 27-21. Southeastern has its first lead over Fort Loramie. 2:53 to go, second quarter. Redskins start first and 10 from their own 20. They've got to run the two-minute drill here. Holland over the right side, tackled around the ankles, and he lurches for a yard or two. That's it. Second down and 8 from the 22-yard line for Fort Loramie. Outstanding linebacker C.J. Wilt, number 2 in the Ohio Heritage Conference in tackles on the year with 108 in there on that last stop. Fort Loramie features two receivers left, one to the right. Holland again looking for blockers. He wants to cut it back. Nowhere to go. Southeastern nails it. Loss of a yard or two back to the 23rd and 10 Redskins. My mistake, his knee touchdown at the 22, third and 8 for Fort Loramie as we near the two-minute mark late in the first half. Timeout called, Southeastern, 27-21 Trojans, just over 2 to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Third and 7, Fort Loramie from the Redskins 23. Gabe Hart went back to throw. And Spencer Knopf running up the left sideline. Threw it into the middle of the field. No one available. Might have been behind Barhorst, who is in the area. Southeastern got a mitt on the ball, which falls harmlessly incomplete up around the 35-yard line. And the Redskins, with 2 minutes and a second to go in the second quarter, have got to punt the football. Second punt for Fort Loramie. Southeastern's got a big pick by Eastbrook. That will be another Wisebridge Wealth Management play here in this first half. The kick by Knopf, not a good one. Off the side of his foot, into the Redskins bench. I don't think the ball made it to the 50.
Knopf punting for Fort Loramie.
Not a very good punt at all.
Out of bounds.
Line of scrimmage for the Trojans. Mark for play in the area of the midfield stripe, right there at the 50. First and 10, Southeastern, good field position after that exchange of possessions, and now Southeastern has a chance to make a third consecutive touchdown, leading by 6, 27-21 after trailing 21-14. Plenty of time on the clock for this offense. McKee back in his own 40, flares it out into the flat, caught on the play by Hayden Davis. He motors to the sideline, met well right at the line of scrimmage. Good hard hit on the play by Fort Loramie.
81, Eilerman.
Tackle made by Carter Eilerman on the 50. Nothing doing on that play. Second down and 10, Trojans. 90 seconds left, opening half. Man in motion to the left. McKee rolls that way, looking. Is about ready to get hit. Underthrows a receiver who comes back and makes the neat grab at the 42. What a play by Acebrook. From the slot position, he went downfield about 12 or 13 yards. Came back to haul it in from McKee. Third and 1, Southeastern, 41 of Fort Loramie. Handoff up the middle, it's Davis looking him go. Breaking tackles, stretches out to the 30. Offensive line for Southeastern
21.
Has been superb in this game. Andrew Flax, Quinn Weller, CJ Wilt, Carson Bell, Cody Clark. As the running back Davis is getting along, is getting across the line of scrimmage rather freely, not meeting resistance until he gets 6 or 7 yards downfield often. Here's a first down pass play by McKee. No one open. He throws it away into the far sideline. The Redskins bench. 47.8 to go here in the second quarter. This is a big possession. Keep in mind, Southeastern gets the ball to start the second half. Trojans have scored already 2 touchdowns in succession. Trying to make it a third here before halftime. And then Southeastern receives the second half kickoff. Two receivers to the right. McKee, 8 yards behind the line. Rolling to the right. Firing for a receiver down near the boundary in the area of the 20-yard line. It is caught by Workman. Workman hot foots it out of bounds. It is a gain on the play of better than 10. First and 10 for the Trojans. I said the 15. Actually, it's just inside the 20 at the 19. The play was good for 10-plus from outside the 30. Clock says 42.2 to go first half. Play clock at 12, 11, 10, 27, 21, Southeastern. Fort Loramie trying to stall out this Southeastern offense.
Timeout, Fort Loramie.
And we have a late timeout called by the Redskins just before the snap from center. 41 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. Trojans up 6 over the Redskins, 27-21, and striving for more late in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
As we return to action, the quarterback McKee for the Trojans tries to dial up Workman on a touchdown pass at the pylon down to her right, and he missed him by just a few inches. It is incomplete. Second down and 10 for Southeastern. 36 seconds to go in the first half. The line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 19, 27-21. Trojans lead the Redskins. Fort Loramie led 21-14. Second quarter has been all Southeastern. Here's McKee looking to throw. Way back in his 30. Fires down around the 15-yard line. It is caught by the receiver who streaks toward the goal line. It is caught on the play by Hayden Davis. He plows to the 3, the 2, short of the goal line. Good catch and run, but Davis, goal to go from the 2.5. 30 seconds to go here in the
first
second quarter.
Down,
27-21, Trojans up 6.
16.
Trying to make it a two-score lead at the break.
Thomas Hoying, number 16.
Here comes McKee. Is he up under center? Nope, he's in the spread. And before the snap is made, Redskins call another timeout. Half minute to go, first half. Southeastern up 6. Set to score again outside the 2-yard line of Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
It is first and goal for Southeastern from outside the 2-yard line. Handoff on the play to Hayden Davis. Second effort, third effort. Might have gotten to the 1. Timeout called, 21 seconds to go. Southeastern takes a break. Calder Bergman prevented a touchdown for Fort Loramie. Second and goal upcoming, 1-yard line. 21.6 to go here in the second period. What a game this has been. Southeastern's owned the second period, no doubt about it. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, or call 492-1857 to learn how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Southeastern, goal to go, second down, 1-yard line. McKee hands, ball carrier, reaches. I think it's Hayden Davis. He's got 6 more. Touchdown, Trojans.
15, Davis. Touchdown.
Yep, let's see if Southeastern goes for 2 here, having missed the previous kick. They just might try for 2 points after on this attempt and sustain Carson Krieg's kick. He is an excellent booter, but was wide left on the last one. That left the score at 27-21. It's now 33-21. And it does look like the Trojans will go for two. McKee back out on the gridiron. These PATs are big. Ball set for play at the left hash. And now a shift to the right by Southeastern. This is a planned 2 points after play. McKee rolling right, raises up, throws, receivers, got it. Corner of the end zone. 2 points are good.
Well, Southeastern don't have to worry about that 1 point hotting them now.
They get the 2 points after right there, Derek. McKee took the snap from center of the spread, walked toward the line of scrimmage, and flipped it to his receiver in the right flat. It was Workman, 3 or 4 yards into the end zone. He was uncovered, and that's an easy 2 points after for Southeastern, which leads at 35-21, 19.4 left in the first half. A brilliant 21-point second quarter by the Trojans, who have a 14-point bulge over Fort Loramie. That Jonah Acebrook interception will be our Wisebridge Wealth Management play of the period. That was a big takeaway by Southeastern, which enabled the Trojans to score twice in succession and get the lead at 27-21. And they force a Fort Loramie punt to the Trojans and answer back again. 14-point lead Southeastern late second quarter. 19.4 to be played in the second period of action. Understand Anna was leading Allen East 20-14, make it 27-14 with 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. Anna up 27-14 over Allen East. Sydney was trailing Harrison 20-0 early on in the second. Cedarville led Lehman 7-6 also early in the second. Fort Loramie returns the kick. It's a good one.
15, Thomas Hoying.
Kickoff to Thomas Hoying at the 17, and he manages to bob and weave back up the middle of the field, got to the 37. 14.3 to go here in the second quarter. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie kicks to the Trojans to start action in the third. So Southeastern will have an opportunity to score its fourth straight touchdown to open play in the second half.
37.
Here is Fort Loramie with 14 ticks on the clock. Gabe Hart goes to a knee, and that will do it. That ends the second quarter of play. Second period, all Trojans in front by a 35-21 count over Fort Loramie, which beat Southeastern a year ago, 55-27. A big play in that second quarter was the terrific interception by Jonah Acebrook of the Trojans. He came across field like a center fielder, picked off Gabe Hart, who'd thrown it some 25 yards downfield. Acebrook made the pick at the 50. A wise play by him. He kind of hit himself deep in the secondary and dashed toward the throw by Hart, who had too much air under it. Wise play by Acebrook. That was the Wisebridge play of that second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Halftime score, 35-21, Southeastern over Fort Loramie here at Southeastern High School in South Charleston, southeast of Springfield. Beautiful night for high school football. Very little wind, partially cloudy overhead, no chance of rain. Skies clear late in the afternoon. And we've had a splendid football game, an enormous second quarter by the Trojans, who ripped off 3 straight touchdowns. Hey, golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf pros at Shelby Oaks right there in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your very best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate Fridley know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping Golf Equipment by award winners Rob and Nate Fridley? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883, 492-2883, or just stop by the shop at Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Fort Laramie Band on the field. Redskins, not much to cheer about at the moment. Did play exceedingly well through the first 12 minutes. Second 12 minutes of this game, all Southeastern, which leads Fort Laramie 35-21 here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply realign all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
J&J Brodigam in Sydney, one of our halftime sponsors. A report here at the break brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Southeastern with a huge second quarter. The Trojans rolled up 3 touchdowns, missed a PAT, got a 2-point conversion. There was a 39-yard run for a score by Hayden Davis, a 10-yard touchdown pass in that second quarter. McKee to Workman.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Davis squirmed in from a yard away there in the final minute of that second period of play. Fort Loramie at 1 point led in this game by a score of 21-14 after Southeastern got even at 21-all. Jonah Acebrook with a great midfield pick. And that enabled Southeastern to change the trend in that second quarter. The teams had been alternating scores. Southeastern, with the interception by Acebrook, had the chance to punch in 2 touchdowns in a row. They did. They got a third straight after forcing a Fort Loramie punt later on in that second quarter. Game got underway with a flash. It was Bolin for Fort Loramie, 83-yard kickoff return down to the 2-yard line. Will Holland banged in for a touchdown in the opening seconds of this game. Then Southeastern came right back on a trick play as the quarterback McKee lateraled to Workman, who threw to Acebrook. It covered 55 yards, and in the span of about 90 seconds, this game had 2 touchdowns scored. It was tied up at 7 apiece. A Hart to Maurer post pattern, 26-yard strike. Hart hit Maurer on the numbers about 7 yards deep in the end zone, put Fort Loramie on top by a score of 14-7, quickly answering with Southeastern, a 39-yard romp to the end zone by Davis, and then the explosion by Southeastern with 3 scores, as I highlighted, in that highly productive second quarter. And that's where we are at halftime, 35-21, Southeastern over Fort Loramie. Our halftime brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
And we welcome you back here to Southeastern High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Golding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. 35-21, Fort Loramie trailing Southeastern after two quarters of play. In just a few minutes, we're going to treat you to some football highlights over the years. Now, the last 17 years, we've had some 260 football games on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. There have been some terrific clashes, outstanding plays. We'll feature those for you in a couple of minutes when we come back. Halftime at Southeastern, 35-21 Trojans over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jack Kramer with Derek Golding once again at Southeastern. 35-21 Trojans over the Redskins, about 9 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. We've had some fantastic high school football games here on scoresbroadcast.com since 2007. In 2017, how about the Sydney at Piqua game, which featured superb performances by a couple of fine players for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Andre Gordon, Isaiah Bowser. We pick up action in that contest, eventually won by Sydney in a thriller. The Yellow Jackets stopped the Indians on a very, very late two-point conversion and won 34-33. Here it is, the Andre Gordon, Isaiah Bowser show.
Andre Gordon, delayed handoff. It's a sprint draw to Bowser. Look at him go. Outside right tackle. Oh, he shifts again. Shifts one more time. He eludes a Piqua man and powers to the end zone. What a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowser. Chuck, it seemed like six or seven Indians, better than half of the Piqua defense, had a shot at him, might have laid a hand on him even, Bowser, not to be denied, took it to the house.
It's like trying to tackle a truck.
Wow. And you can't get your arms around a truck.
No.
A minute to go, first half. A new set of downs for Sydney. Andre Gordon rolls left, wants to throw. Hemmed in way back at the 30. He gets out of trouble at the 35. Throws belatedly middle of the field. Caught. It's Bowser downfield near the 6. He caught it and leaped toward the end zone. Didn't get in. We're all ready for the third quarter kickoff as we begin play in the second half. Fort Loramie 14, Convoy Crestview 14. And the boot by Lichtensteiger of Convoy Crestview is down to the 19-yard line. Great return by Mesher. Look at him go. Mesher to the middle of the field. Mesher to the hash mark. He's down the numbers. 30, 20. No one will catch him. No penalty markers down. Mesher's gone.
75 yards.
Woo! What a start by Fort Loramie to open up play here in the third quarter. Huge play here. 3rd and 8 from the 24 of the Tigers. Run guard fakes the inside handoff. Makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out. It's picked off by Riley Hulskamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Hulskamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route. Here's the Malachi Minnick formation. Bixler puts his head down. He nudges. He's in. A touchdown. And we've got another continuous clock game. 47-14 Anna with 7:37 to go. Fourth quarter. Five receivers flanked. Empty backfield. Here comes the rush. Steffi being pursued. He's way back at the 40. He breaks the tackle. Near sideline running. He's got space. 25-20. Look at him go. He rumps for a first down. All the way to the 10 or 11 yard line. Brogan Steffi pulled a magical act, a Houdini on that play. 3rd and 7, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. Now at the right hash mark. Oh, a leaping spear of a catch at the 6-yard line by Fort Loramie. That was the most brilliant catch of the night by Logan Eilerman. Wow, it was very wide. Seemed to be outside his catch radius, but he made it happen. Goal to go Fort Loramie at the 5.5-yard line of Minster. That is going to do it. The Anna Rockets celebrate a Division VI state championship here today. Rockets earned it. It's been a fantastic season. 14-1. Anna was outstanding all year long. Simply put, the 1-2 punch of Bart Bixler and Riley Hulskamp could not be stopped. Very rarely was it slowed down.
Right.
Maybe for a few plays in a stretch, it might have been slowed down, but never more than that. Anna proving to be too good once again here today. Another continuous clock victory, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. 3-12, 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. A splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. 34-24. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go. Holy cow.
That is impressive.
And that last highlight was from 2 years ago up at Lima Stadium in Lima when Fort Loramie defeated Lima Central Catholic by a final score of 36-31. Redskins then beat Lima Central Catholic the next year, last season, at Fort Loramie by a point, 35-34. LCC won, pulling away comfortably last Saturday afternoon in a game Derek and I attended. The final tally was 45-21 LCC. Three fine games turned in three straight years in a row, but Will Holland, the senior running back for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie needs a lot of Holland and a lot of everybody.
They sure do.
The rest of this game tonight against Southeastern, which outplayed the Trojans, or I should say, which outplayed Fort Loramie, did Southeastern big time in that second quarter.
It's a 14-point contest. Three straight touchdowns by Southeastern, which once trailed 21-14. We enter the third quarter with Southeastern leading 35-21. Back with the Fort Loramie kickoff in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Seven. And we welcome you back for the start of our second half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Redskins trail 35-21. The visitors have work to do. It's going to be a big chore because this Southeastern team was ready. Trojans extremely well prepared for this game here tonight under head coach J.J. Woods. Spencer Wells said in the pregame, Fort Loramie head coach, we got to have stops. And simply put, the Redskins defense has not been up to par. And, wow, between Hayden Davis and Jonah Eastbrook, those two young men for the Trojans went crazy in that first half. They have led the way for the home team, which leads 35-21. Fort Loramie prepares to kick from south to north to begin play here in the second half. You know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. By the kickoff by Fort Loramie again shows you how much respect the Redskins have for the return men, specifically Eastbrook for Southeastern, because Fort Loramie kicked it off short, making sure there was no return. But as a result, the home team gets the ball first and 10 from its own 40-yard line, and it's a jet sweep around right in. It's a big gainer beyond the 50-yard line down to the 45. It's Eastbrook. He's plowed into out of bounds across the way. Maybe a penalty on Fort Loramie to boot. Let's see what occurs. It is a personal foul coming up against the visiting team in Southeastern. Will set up shop all the way down around the 28 or 29-yard line. Second play upcoming, second half of this game. Horrible start for the Redskins, who trail by 14, 35-21. Ball marked for play right at the 28. Casebrook scampered around the end for 20 on the jet sweep. Late hit Fort Loramie. Here is a run play stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Hayden Davis was smacked down right at the point of attack. Nice job by Calder Bergman. Bruns in there on the hit as well for Fort Loramie.
7, Bergman to tackle.
30 seconds gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie needs a stop for sure. They have to have it right here. End sweep to the left. And the Southeastern ball carrier has his progress slowed at about the 30-yard line in the backfield. He does manage to stagger to the 28. McCumber makes the hit on Workman, 3rd and 10 for Southeastern, 28-yard line of Fort Loramie. A minute gone, third quarter. Trojans lead the Redskins 35-21. McKee to throw. Here comes pursuit. He steps up in the pocket, airs it out in the right flat. Receiver coming back toward the ball. Sliding catch is good.
Kevin McKee's pass complete to 14.
20-yard line. Nifty play by Brennan Workman.
Fourth down.
And it's about 2 yards short of a first down. Play of the game defensively for Fort Loramie. Fourth and 2, Southeastern. Line of scrimmage just outside the Redskins' 20-yard line. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie down 14. Can't afford to go down 21. Receiver to the left. McKee under center. You can bet he'll feed Davis. It's a toss sweep to the left. The ball carrier is collared at about the 21-yard line. He doesn't make it. They didn't go to Davis. They went to Acebrook on the pitch. And he was submarined by McCumber. Tackle of the night right there for Fort Loramie.
They desperately needed that stop, Jack.
What a play by Brock McCumber. He was all over Acebrook. He was denied. So Southeastern marches down the field from the 40 with the aid of a Fort Loramie penalty. And on fourth down and about a yard and a half to 2 yards to go, Acebrook is submarined by McCumber, 3 feet short of the first down marker. Here is Hart to Holland. Holland is tripped as he steps ahead to the 25. Down he goes. Upended, gain of 4.
52.
Second down and 6 for Fort Loramie. No, his knee touchdown back at the 23. Make it more like 2nd and 8. Redskins must get to the 31 for a first down. Hart's going to have to throw forward here. He's in the pocket with time. Looks left, now he runs. Weaves back up the middle, nothing doing.
Four Hart to ball carrier.
The pocket collapsed, down he went at the line of scrimmage.
51, Husband, also number 10.
Third down and 7 to go for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 23. 9:20 left in the third quarter. Southeastern 35, Fort Loramie 21. Redskins need a first badly. Short drop, middle screen, caught on the play by, it is 11, and that is caught on the play by Holland. He was in a mix of players, white jerseys, red jerseys, hauled it in at the 24, scooted to the 27, was decked right there. He's still a good 4.5 short of a first down. No tomorrow for Fort Loramie. Head coach Spencer Wells says we are going for it. 8:42 to go here in the third quarter. That screen was diagnosed pretty well by Southeastern, which clogged the middle. And Holland could not get up ahead of steam. Hart in the pocket. Needs 4.5. Throws down the middle. On the run, the receiver in his hands and out at the 45. It's no good.
Number 11, Holland is in the
It was Holland slanting over the middle. He was free beyond the linebackers. He had Acebrook beat. Acebrook got there late. Holland couldn't reel it in. Ball was on his hands. It bounced away to the ground. And Southeastern takes over at the 27 of Fort Loramie. Good play call, just was not executed completely.
Talk about awesome field position for Southeastern right now.
Yep, I like the gamble by Fort Loramie. The play was there.
Mm-hmm.
Redskins just did not finish it. Here's McKee back at the 35. Airs one out. Fade pattern, Acebrook. Fort Loramie downfield inside the 5-yard line. May have made the pick at the goal line. Redskins did. McKee is picked off. Let's see where the line of scrimmage is. Is it in the field of play? Yep, at the one. My, oh, my. Terrific play by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Maxwell Maurer with the defensive play of this game. Maurer was all over Ace Brooks, stride for stride. Easy for me to stay, step for step, something like that. Well done to Maxwell Maurer. He was in the hip pocket of Ace Brooks and took it away from him at the one-yard line. Redskins have survived a couple of deep penetrations here by Southeastern. First 4 minutes, third quarter. A fourth down stop. Turnover on downs. And then the intercept. And here's Fort Laramie running outside left tackle. Oh, what a mean hit by Southeastern. Up at the seven. Holland picked up about five. But he was plastered. Second down, five or six to go for Fort Laramie. Wilt, who's the defensive standout on this team for Southeastern, second in the OHC in tackles, made the stop on Holland, and he did it with strength, muscled him right to the ground. Here's Holland running left tackle, tries to slide to the outside, and Southeastern is in his path and clogs up the play and around the 10-yard line. Third down for Fort Laramie. And a yard to go for a first down. This is one of those drives the Redskins need to complete all the way down the field. Take 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it requires, and get back within a touchdown of the Trojans. Third and one, Hart takes the long snap in the spread. Gives the ball on the play to Holland. Holland drives over left guard. He's got the first down to about the 14-yard line. First and 10, Fort Laramie.
First down, Fort Laramie.
Tackle made by Coffee of Southeastern. 5 minutes gone in the third quarter. We're stuck at our halftime score of 35-21. Fort Laramie down by 14. Understand that Anna leads Allen East 27-14, starting the third. Hart to throw, back at his 10. Long bomb, middle of the field for Maurer, who makes an adjustment, and he's got it at the 50-yard line. At the last split second, before the defender turned to find the ball, Maurer came back for it, hauled it in at the 50. Down he went at the 47. That's a big pass play for the Redskins. And it goes on the play for about 38 yards. Well done by Hart.
Well done indeed.
Maurer made that slight maneuver at the end to free himself up. First and 10, Fort Laramie. Here's Hart, design run between left guard and tackle, and he trudges for 3 yards to the 44-yard line of the Trojans. We played half the third quarter, 6:12 to go. 35-21, Trojans in the lead. Big interception by Maxwell Maurer, igniting this drive. And then a reception by Maurer, a long one down the middle of the field for about 38 yards. Redskins second and seven, 44 of Southeastern. Here's Holland running hard. He is angling between left guard and tackle. Stays on his feet. He is tripped up and he slides forward to about the 36. He's got the first down.
Fort Laramie.
Holland running hard. He's been popped a few times in this game. Each time he's gotten up. Once went to the sideline for a couple plays. Most often right back to the huddle. Southeastern's defense has been a stern test for Fort Laramie since late first quarter. Here's a down and out pattern. What a throw on the play by the quarterback Hart for Eilerman. Yes, over the shoulder catch is made. Down inside the 15-yard line at about the 11. What a reception by Carter Eilerman. Hart threw it over the shoulder. That was an NFL play right there, a beauty. First and 10 Redskins. 12.5-yard line of Southeastern. 5:08 to go here in the third. Snap to Hart, give to Holland. Gaping hole, left guard and tackle. Holland jams through, goes to about the 8. Second down coming up for Fort Laramie. 6 or 7 to go for a first down. 4:50 left here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie trails 35-21. Southeastern had the ball to start the second half. Play after play in Fort Laramie's half of the field. One turnover on downs by Fort Loramie's defense. Another pick by Maurer at the goal line. Here is a flag before the snap. It is a pre-snap foul procedure on Fort Loramie. That hurts. False start, second and 12 coming up here for the Redskins. We will keep you up to date on scores. Layman Catholic tied with Cedarville, 14-14, second quarter. Layman with a win would play Marion at Marion Local on the road next Friday night. That would be an 8-9 winner versus one. Hart back to pass. No one available. He puts his head down, charges forward. He got down to about the 10-yard line, maybe inside it to the 9. It's going to be third down for Fort Loramie. 8 to go for a first down. Third and 8 for Fort Loramie. 10-yard line of the Trojans. 3:53 to go, second quarter. Or I should say third quarter. Redskins would like it to be the second. Trailing by 14 points. Fort Loramie's got two downs here to get 8 yards. Line of scrimmage outside the 10. Hart looking left to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Tries to butt heads with a would-be tackler. Stays on his feet. Plows for about 5. It's going to be 4th and 3 for Fort Loramie. And here's the play of the game for the Redskins offense.
Pen popping on the tackle.
4th down. A little more than 3 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage. 6-yard line of Southeastern. Let's see what head coach Spencer Wells and Fort Loramie have up their sleeve here. 4th down play. Nearly 4 yards needed. Timeout called by Fort Loramie. 3:07 to go in the third. Southeastern up 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Here is the play of the game for Fort Loramie. 4th and 4 from the 7. Hart in the pocket. He's looking up. We've got a penalty marker down. Believe it or not, the Redskins shot themselves in the foot. It is a pre-snap penalty, illegal procedure. Redskins have had a handful of those here tonight. A few on this drive. Now it's 4th and 9, 3:05 to go, third quarter, 35-21 Southeastern. Line of scrimmage for the Redskins is back at the 14-yard line, just inside the 15. Redskins, or I should say just inside the 10 at the 9. Here's Hart looking end zone, and it's a terrific reception by the Fort Loramie receiver. It's in his hands, and then it's knocked out. The officials look at each other. What's been called? Is it a Fort Loramie catch or no? Is the ball coming back to the line of scrimmage? Is it Trojan ball? It was batted free, I think, at the last instant. A little confusion momentarily. It is called an incomplete forward pass. Again, another pop to the receiver in the end zone by Southeastern. It was a herky-jerky attempted reception by Maurer, who almost hauled it in. It would have been a brilliant catch and would have cut the deficit to 8. But the ball did hit the ground. After hitting a couple sets of hands, it went to the turf beyond our view, beyond the far corner of the end zone, and Southeastern takes over the football at their own 10-and-a-half-yard line. Fort Loramie needs a stop, got to force a punt. from deep in Trojan territory. It's Aiden Davis. He bucks over left guard, stays on his feet. Look at him go. He powers to the 20. He got 10 and a first down.
21.
That has been the theme all night long. This Aiden Davis will not go down. It takes 3-4 to bring him to the turf. That initial contact or two, not good enough. First and 10 in favor of the, or I should say first and 10 for the Trojans at their own 20. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by, or I should say Southeastern in the lead by 14. Running play, Trojan stopped behind the line of scrimmage. It was Acebrook from the slot, and he was nabbed. Lost one, second down, 11. Still plenty of time for Fort Loramie. Redskins defense obviously playing much better, having shut out the Trojans here in the second half. Southeastern has had very good field position until this possession right here. Fort Loramie got a turnover on downs. Down around the 20-yard line. Got an interception at the 1. Southeastern could have scored more had it not been for good defensive play by Fort Loramie here in the third quarter. Here's a screen pass in the left flat. Bubble screen for Acebrook. Too hot to handle. High and through his hands. Third and 11, Southeastern. Fort Loramie's got to get off the field here. 1:34 left to go here in the third quarter. 35-21 in favor of Southeastern. Boy, the way this game started, Derek, I expected 11, 12 touchdowns like a year ago.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, we had five scores in lickety-split fashion in less than a quarter of play, and the defenses have settled in. Fort Loramie with a real good third quarter defensively, staving off Southeastern. But the Redskins unable to score either in this quarter. It's been a shutout both ways. Third down, 11, Southeastern. Line of scrimmage, just shy of the Trojans' 20. Here's the quarterback, McKee, back to pass. He looks. The ball is out. He's hit behind the line. It's loose on the deck. Who's got it? Far side of the field. It was a third down play. Is it ruled? Arm came forward. Penalty marker down. That's a dead ball foul. Oh, if that's against Fort Loramie, that hurts seriously. I think it was called intentional grounding, perhaps, against Southeastern. McKee may have gotten the arm forward. He was not out of the pocket, I don't think. Ball didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. It was loose. I thought for a moment it might have been a fumble. That is going to be a loss of down. Southeastern will have to punt from its end zone with a minute 38 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie, simply put, has got to gain possession here after the punt and punch the football in to make it a one-score game early in the fourth. Now, the officials are taking forever to talk this one over.
Intentional grounding against Southeastern, that is a loss of down.
It is intentional grounding, loss of down.
Sideline warning against Southeastern.
Trojans will punt from the end zone. With a minute 38 to go in the third quarter, leading Fort Loramie by 14, 35-21. Heck of a game, exciting, a lot of great plays. Fort Loramie lined up to receive the punt at the Southeastern 40. It will be punted 7 or 8 yards deep in the end zone by Coffey. Line drive kick, caught by Fort Loramie at the 37. Return down inside the 30, all the way to the 24-yard line.
Barhorst.
Cole Barhorst brought it back neatly for the Redskins, who set up shop inside the 25 of Southeastern very late in the third quarter. Trojans lead by 14 points.
First down, Fort Loramie.
This is a must touchdown drive by Fort Loramie.
Trojan 24.
Redskins with ideal field position have got to get six on this effort inside the 25. Here's the snap back to Hart. Give to Holland between left guard and tackle. And he helmets his way forward for a couple. It's been slow going. Holland has been a marked man. Coffey on the stop. Good linebacker play by him for the Trojans. Second down and 8 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at the 22-yard line.
Well, Jack, you know what they say, slow and steady wins the race.
Yes, Southeastern defense giving up ground via the rush grudgingly. Holland again, it's a sprint draw. He's weaving his way, picking his spots, discipline run, stays on his feet, inside the 20, inside the 15. And he digs hard to about the 12. Good run by Holland. First down, Fort Loramie, outside the 10 of Southeastern.
The line of scrimmage is the Trojan 12.
That was patience deluxe by Holland. He could have barged up the middle quickly, didn't. Stayed behind his blockers. First down, 12-yard line. Gabe Hart in the spread, feeds Holland again. Goes left, jab step that way, back to the right. Nailed at the 10, he got 2. Second down and 8 for Fort Loramie. You sense the Redskins may have to throw the football. Line of scrimmage, the 10. Final 18 seconds, third quarter. Second down and 8. Redskins can get a first down at the 2. Two receivers wide left. Snap to Hart, fake to Holland. Quick bullet pass by Fort Loramie. Down near the goal line. And it is caught by Eilerman. He lurches over. Touchdown. Hart to Eilerman for 6. Redskins fans across the way, something to cheer about. 4 seconds to go, third quarter. 35-27. Redskins have trimmed that 14-point deficit to a touchdown. Need to convert here for the PAT. It's going to boil down to a fourth quarter. Fort Loramie's got momentum entering the period, having played well defensively in the third. Here's the kick by Boland. It's on the way. It's a big one. Yes, he's got it. 35-28. Last few seconds, third quarter, 7-point lead, Trojans on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we've got a kickoff in the final 4.1 of the third quarter. Fort Loramie's splendid defensive play allowed the offense to come alive there in the second half of the third quarter. Redskins pushed Southeastern's defense around a little bit. Got 7 on the board to make it a 7-point game. Touchback on the kickoff by Boland. So it'll be first and 10 Southeastern from the 20. And I tell you what, Fort Loramie's D early on third quarter had a couple of big stops. Fort Loramie had its backs to the wall, forced a turnover on downs outside the 20, made a pick at the 1-yard line. Great interception by Maxwell Maurer. Fort Loramie didn't score fairly late in the third quarter when it got down inside the 10-yard line, but forced a punt from the end zone and drove right at Southeastern and got a touchdown one play ago as the third quarter comes to an end. Running play by Acebrook, good for 5 on first and 10 for the Trojans as we end the third quarter of action. A late third period score by Fort Loramie has made this game interesting. 35-28 Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Here we go. We start the fourth quarter, second and five for Southeastern. It's Davis bucking over right guard Ray Hoing on the end. Bergman assisted. Good stop. No gain. Third and five, Trojans. Here is McKee back to pass. Deep, deep drop. Throws way out to the right for Workman. Off the mark. No good. He was under duress. Workman was not a clear target. Good coverage by Fort Loramie. And the Trojans should have to punt the football. 11:25 to go here in the fourth. Good coverage downfield by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Maurer was in the area. Hart putting some heat on the quarterback, McKee. Here's Coffey back to punt from his own 12. And now Southeastern comes up with an odd formation. Four linemen to the left, three to the right. That may force Fort Loramie to call a timeout. No, the Trojans call a timeout when Fort Loramie doesn't budge. Redskins didn't give in. Southeastern was going to plan to punt it anyway unless Fort Loramie left a big opening in the middle. Timeout Trojans, 36 seconds gone in the fourth. 35-28 Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Here is Coffey to punt for Southeastern. It's a high floater. It is carrying in the air over the 50-yard line, and Fort Loramie fair catches at the 47-yard line in the person of Thomas Hoing. Good job by him. Redskin almost bumped into him. Fair catch by Hoing. Well done. Redskins first and 10, 47, 53 yards away from 6 points, an extra point, and tying this game up. 11:17 to go in the fourth. Third quarter was Fort Loramie's after Southeastern dominated the second quarter of this game. Receiver right, one left. Hart right in front of us. Fakes the handoff to Holland. Here's Gabe Hart rolling right. He's got a middle depth receiver downfield at the 40-yard line. It is caught. Good reception on the play. Coming back for the football, Eilerman. He grabbed it right in front of Coffey. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Trojan 40. 11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Southeastern 35, Fort Loramie 28. A thriller here in South Charleston. Man in motion for the Redskins. Receivers left and right. Will Holland up the gut. Little running room. And he puts his shoulder into a Southeastern defender and wedges out four or five to about the 36. Second down, six to go for the Redskins. 10:40 remaining here in the fourth. It's 35-28, Southeastern in the lead. Trojans to the line of scrimmage defensively. Let's see how they play Fort Loramie on second down and six. They've got two defenders out to the right with Eilerman and Maurer. Snap back to Hart. Hart to Holland. He's got running room between left guard and tackle. Look at him go. He's finally subdued down at the 26-yard line. Will Holland had a hole. He splashed through it. He generated a nice advance. Gets up slowly. He has been a workhorse tonight. Will Holland for Fort Loramie. First and 10 for the Redskins. Ball marked for play at the 26 of Southeastern. 10-10 to go in the fourth. 35-28, Trojans in the lead. Fort Loramie trying to tie this game up. Play clock down to 10. Fort Loramie sends Eilerman wide right. Two receivers to the wide side to the left, one Maurer, the other Knopf. Snap to Hart. Hart deals on the play to the running back, Holland. My goodness gracious, another pre-snap procedure call against Fort Loramie. That's the fifth or sixth in this game tonight.
They're killing it in penalties, Jack.
At first and 15, I guess that means forward pass time. Redskins have excelled through the air in this contest. 9:40 left to go here in the fourth. Southeastern leads at 35-28. Ball marked for play officially at the 31-yard line of Southeastern. Snap back to Hart. Play action to Holland. Hart throws middle of the field. Off the hands of receiver. Ace Brook had a shot at the pick. Down around the 8 or 10.
Intended for number 15.
Ball intended on the play for Cole Barhorst. Post pattern, middle of the field. There was traffic. Not much of a window, fortunately, for Fort Loramie. Ace Brook did not pick it off. He is a ball hawk in that Trojan secondary. Second and 15, Fort Loramie. No doubt, four down territory. 9:21 to go in the game. Redskins down 7. Snap to Hart. Ball dealt on the play to Holland between left guard and tackle. Stays on his feet. Stumbles down to about the 25-yard line. He garnered 6 or 7. Third down for Fort Loramie. At least 8 to go for a first down.
Weller.
9 minutes to go in this game.
Number 10. Popping in on the tackle.
Redskins send Maurer and Eilerman to the same side. No, Eilerman to the near side with Knopf. Hart looks left. Now throws back to the right. Wide open receiver. Far boundary. Ball caught. 7 yards downfield. Run after catch for 5 more. Good play by Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie. He ran through his progression. Looked left. Then looked back to the right. Eilerman was unguarded. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at about the 15, 16-yard line of Southeastern?
First down, Redskins line to scrimmage with the Trojan 15.
8:26 to go in this game. 35-28. Trojans lead the Redskins by 7. Two receivers left, two to the right. Holland in the backfield behind Hart. Let's see if he gets the nod. No, it's play action. A little boot to the left by Hart. He steps up into the pocket, throws high for Eilerman at the goal line. He was doubled, maybe even triple teamed. Thankfully, Gabe Hart threw that ball up where only Eilerman could get his fingertips on it.
Number 81.
Second down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Southeastern 16. 8:09 to go here in the fourth quarter.
14 workmen on the coverage for the Trojans.
One receiver right, two coming out to the left for the quarterback. Gabe Hart, ball marked for play at the 16. And the ball is fed on the play to Holland. Holland running outside left tackle. Good defense by the Trojans who stretch it out at the 11. Gain of maybe 4. Second down, 6 or 7 to go for a first down for the Redskins. His knee touchdown back at the 12. Fort Loramie needs 7 full yards to get a first down at the 5. Trips to the right for Hart. 4 down territory behind the 7. Hart looks right side of the field. Throws in the middle. Fort Loramie makes a catch at the 3. Down to the 2, the 1. Is it a touchdown? No, just short. Well done by Hart. He had 3 receivers flooding the right side through middle of the field. Found a man available at the 2. It was caught in traffic. It looked like it was Maxwell Maurer. He was stacked up short of the goal line. Here's the handoff to Holland. Holland bucking left guard. Touchdown, Fort Loramie.
Just 30. Like that.
Woo!
Fort Loramie's right back in this.
Fort Loramie.
35-34. Beautiful pass play on third and long on the previous try. Hart to Maurer in traffic. Caught it. Wedge between a couple defenders at the 2. Holland got the last yard. Big Extra point by Bolin. Kick on the way. It is in the air. It looks good. It is. Yes. Good. We're tied up. 7:15 to go in the fourth. 35-35. Deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Oh, what's been missing here in the second half? Excuse me. What's been missing here in the second half? The Trojans offense. Southeastern stopped cold by Fort Loramie's D, which has come to life here in the last two quarters. Kick off Fort Loramie with the game tied at 35. It's down inside the 25-yard line, picked up by the Trojans. Run up the boundary, far side of the field. Fort Loramie with a hit down around the 23 or 24-yard line. Good kickoff by Bolin. Directional kick in the field of play. Didn't go out of bounds. Trojans had to scoop it up and make a dash back up the field and got to just shy of the 30-yard line. First and 10 Southeastern. Game tied at 35-35. Touchdown by Fort Loramie in the third. One to start the fourth. And Fort Loramie's wiped out a two-score deficit. Defense is really charged up. Running play, right end. Tackle Fort Loramie. Loss of one. Woo! Redskins defense really pursuing. That was the key word offered by head coach Spencer Wells in our pregame conversation. Pursuit, pursuit, pursuit.
Roger Hoying on the tackle.
That was Ace Brook on the last play. He tried to hustle around right in. Fort Loramie had no part of it. Here's a little screen to Workman. Workman catches, breaks a tackle, shoots upfield across the 35, got to the 37, maybe the 38. It's going to be third down, a yard and a half to go for a first down for the Trojans. Ball marked back at the 38, third and a full two. Fort Loramie almost got to the quarterback, McKee. Sidearm delivery on the bubble screen to Workman. Fortunately, he caught it, made a man miss, and did get a nice gain, third and a couple. McKee to Davis. Davis has stood up. Davis has stood up at the line of scrimmage. Oh, McCumber and Bergman stack him up at the 38. Big decision time for the Trojans. Maybe a loss of a foot on the play. Fourth and two and a half to go. Damian Bruns with a big hit. And Southeastern's got to punt the football. Wow, the Trojans have punted twice, been stopped on downs once, intercepted once. Fort Loramie's defense with a great second half. Redskins will get the ball with over five to play in the fourth, and the game tied at 35. Coffey back to punt. And he sends it to the near sideline, and it's angling down around the 33-yard line of Fort Loramie. Bounces up into the air. Redskins have it at the 32. First and 10, Fort Loramie at their own 32. Game tied at 35. 5:33 to go in the fourth. What a second-half turnaround by Fort Loramie's defense. Tell you what, the message from the coaching staff at halftime for the defensive unit worked. Whew. Big drive here by the Redskins. 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right. Hart in the spread. And here we go again. Pre-snap penalty, Fort Loramie. That's about the seventh, maybe the eighth one in this game. And the Fort Loramie coaching staff is beside itself.
Fort Loramie.
I think it's players and referees both. 5:23 left here in the fourth. 35-35 tie. Redskins come to the line of scrimmage now at their own 27, first and 15, although first and 15 has not been unusual for the Redskins. They've dug themselves out of one hole after another the entire game. Here's a flat pass on the play to Maurer. Maurer catches at the line of scrimmage, and then he sidesteps one man and gets about five or six. Good play of a Max up to the 33. Second down and nine for Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go in the game. We're tied at 35. Redskins possession. Line of scrimmage, the 33. One receiver right, one to the left. Gabe Hart sends a man in motion. Here's a handoff on the play to Holland. Holland looks for room. Oh, he trips and falls at the line of scrimmage. Tough break.
44.
Might have extended ahead for a yard or two, and that's it. Third down, third and eight for the Redskins. If you don't pick up yards here, you've got to punt the football. 4:27 to go here in the fourth. 35-35 tie. Third down, eight, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 35. Holland did actually get a yard and a half on the last play. Here's the quarterback, Hart. Play action. Rolling right. Looking. Throw sideline short. Yes, it's caught at the 45-yard line. Run after catch by Maurer to the 49. What a job by Maxwell Maurer. As he dodged the defender, ducked inside him, made the throw by Hart. It was perfectly timed. Maurer hot-footed the football out of bounds at the 48. Good gain on the play. First and 10 Redskins. 3:50 left to go here in the fourth. 35-35 tie. Man in motion across the formation. Here's the ball stuck in the tummy of Will Holland. Holland on the dive, and he wedges out four to the 48-yard line of Southeastern. Wilt on the tackle. Second down, six coming up for Fort Loramie. Clock running. 3:24, 3:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second down, six officially. We're nearing the three-minute mark. Redskins trying to take this time down. Even if you don't score, you don't want to leave Southeastern much. Second and six for the Redskins. 48 of the Trojans. Here's Hart. Again, into the tummy of Holland. Oh, look at a gaping hole. Good block by Frilling the center. Holland's on the loose. Holland cuts it back at the hash mark. Angles toward the numbers. Out of bounds into the Fort Loramie bench. First down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. Oh, what a romp by Will Holland. Extremely patient run again, disciplined. Got in behind two linemen, one of whom was Frilling. And Southeastern couldn't get their hands on Will. It's a good gainer. He picked up about 13 or 14 ball marked for play at the 32. Two and a half to go in the game, tied at 35. Hart to Holland again. He is trapped in the backfield, squirms for two. That's it. 30-yard line of the Trojans, second down, 8 yards to go. Clock reads 2:19, 2:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout situation not shown on the scoreboard. Both teams have used timeouts here in the second half, that's for sure. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Second down, eight for Fort Loramie at the Southeastern 30. Passing down more than likely. Eilerman split wide left. No, it goes to Holland. Right up the gut. Stays on his feet. Won't go down. Offensive line pushes. Pushes some more. 24-yard line for Holland. He got about seven, close to the first down marker. Third down and 2 feet to go for Fort Loramie. Flax in there on the tackle for Southeastern. Ball marked for play at the Trojans' 24-and-a-half-yard line. Southeastern dominated the second quarter of this game. Went up to 14 at halftime. Fort Loramie's wiped out the deficit. Redskins have scored 14 of their own in dominating the second half. We're tied at 35. 65 seconds to go. Snap back to Hart. Quarterback design run over left guard. He chews up about three. First down at the 20. First and 10 Redskins. 35-35 tie. The clock creeps under a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins in the huddle. Oh, they've got to push the pedal a little bit now. Got to hustle it up. Two receivers right, one to the left. It's Hart to Holland. Holland, right tackle, stutter step in the hole. Angles back to the 15. He's got five, and Fort Loramie utilizes a timeout with 40.4 to go. We're tied at 35. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Finley. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Here come the Redskins back on the field after the timeout. 40.4 to go in the fourth quarter. Tied at 35. Line of scrimmage, the Southeastern 15. Trojans have been blanked here in the second half. Fort Loramie's answered with 14 to tie the game up. Second down, four to go. Clock says 40.4 remaining. It is Holland behind Hart. The ball is faked to Holland, thrown out in the right flat. Receiver catches even with the line of scrimmage, spins upfield. It is caught on the play by Maxwell Maurer. No, it's Ty Kemper, the tight end. I like the wrinkle. Kemper on the catch, got to the 9. Goal to go, Redskins. 33 seconds to go. Snap to Hart, give to Holland. Holland left guard. Holland zooming to the 3, 2, 1, over! Touchdown! What a run by Holland from about 9 away. He got the score. Offensive line did the job up front. And Fort Loramie's got a 41-35 lead. What a comeback for the Redskins.
And with less than a half minute left to go.
You talk about cutting it close. Southeastern will have 28.9 remaining. Big extra point here by Bolin to make it a 7-point bulge. Kick is away. Angle to the right. Is it inside the post? It is. It's good. Well done by Aiden Bolin here in this game. 6 consecutive PATs. Fort Loramie up 7, 42-35. Will Holland, workhorse on that drive, running the football. And some nifty catches by Maxwell Maurer. One to Kemper, a couple to Eilerman. Great drive by the Redskins. It spanned about 70 yards plus. 28.9 to go. Fort Loramie up 7. We're back in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, that 9-yard touchdown run by Will Holland. Play of the fourth quarter for Fort Loramie. A wise play call. The offensive line was outstanding, opening the hole. Kickoff by Fort Loramie. Side winding out of bounds. Not a bad idea. Southeastern will have it first and 10 from its own 35. Redskins gave Acebrook nor Workman one iota of a chance of returning the kick. It was knocked out of bounds. First and 10 Trojans at their own 35. 28.9 to go. That run by Holland, that was the Wisebridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play called a Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And on first and 10 for Southeastern from the Trojans 35, he goes back to throw, loops it down the field, beyond the numbers, near side, caught on the play by Workman, over the shoulder at the 45. He trudges to the 50, jammed out of bounds right there. He picked up 15, 22.3 to go. Fort Loramie in the lead, 42-35. Two receivers flank left, two to the right for the quarterback, McKee. And we've got a whistle timeout for Loramie before the snap from center. Again, the stage is set, 21.7 to go. Southeastern needs 7 to tie, trailing Fort Loramie, which has scored 21 to own the second half, 42-35 in favor of the Redskins. What a game. Boy, the message by the coaching staff at the half was defense, it's now or never. And the Redskins' defense has played by far its best half of the season.
I agree, Jack. What a game. And I tell you what, we definitely are getting our money's worth, right?
We had a great view. We're parked right here at the 47, 48-yard line, looking down on the field. That's the best view you could have in covering a high school football game. Here comes Southeastern to the line of scrimmage. Redskins with four or five defenders, 30 yards downfield. McKee rolling right. He's almost out of bounds. Stays inbounds and produces 5 yards. Clock's down to 16. He runs into the Southeastern bench. Gain 4 officially, 46-yard line. Trojans have maybe 4 plays left, perhaps just 3.
Fort Loramie, 46.
A field goal is of no help. Carson Krieg has got a great leg. Good kicker is Krieg for the Trojans, but that's not a factor. 42-35, Redskins up 7. Two receivers far left, 15, 14 seconds to go. McKee in trouble in the pocket. He's at the 50. Throws late over the middle. It is caught at the 21-yard line. Receiver Workman, or I should say the 31-yard line, stays on his feet. And he scoots to the boundary, gets out of bounds with 9.3 to go. Southeastern's got a couple of shots for the end zone.
First down.
First and 10, Trojans from the Fort Loramie 28. Good scramble by McKee. Kept the play alive. Wound up throwing the football a yard from the line of scrimmage as he raced forward in the pocket a good 8 or 10. Here's McKee back at the 37. Throwing again around the 20-yard line. Caught. Penalty marker down in the Trojans' offensive backfield. Catch is good. Let's see what's been ruled. A marker against Southeastern, I think. Offensive holding. That wipes out an 11 or 12-yard play and will force Southeastern backward. The clock is the important thing. We're all the way down to 1.7. Trojans will have one play. It must cover 40 yards for a touchdown. Last play of the game coming up unless there is a flag on the defense. 1.7 to go. Another good scramble there by McKee. Found Workman once more, middle of the field. And I tell you what, from that spot on the gridiron where Workman had caught the ball, McKee could find the end zone easily. That was down around the 22, 23-yard line, but holding against the Trojans. Timeout called, 1.7 remaining. It is 42-35, Fort Loramie in the lead with 7. A thriller here in South Charleston tonight. Now, we knew coming in there was no way Fort Loramie was going to beat Southeastern like a drum as it did last year, 55-27. The Southeastern club is better than a year ago. Fort Loramie, clearly, based on its 5-5 record, hasn't performed as well as a year ago. You knew this had the makings of being a tight football game, and it's been that and then some. It has been spectacular. First and 20 for Southeastern. That doesn't matter, the 20. It's really first and 38. 1.7 seconds to go. McKee at quarterback. Fort Loramie up 7. A play remaining. It's got to cover 40 yards. McKee wobbles one deep over the middle. And Fort Loramie with an easy bat down. Swatted to the turf at the 15. Celebration ensues. Fort Loramie Redskins with a tremendous comeback. storming from behind 14 points in the third quarter to knock off Southeastern 42-35. We'll return with some postgame in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And the Fort Loramie Redskins have finally turned away Southeastern. Final score 42-35. Redskins shutting out the Trojans 21-0 in the second half of this game, rallying from behind. Once trailing 35-21, that was the score at the half. Southeastern poured it on in the second quarter, racked up 21 points to the Trojans, who were blanked in the second half. Fort Loramie's defense out of sight the third and fourth quarters of this game. The big play in the end, you might say, the very final play, the bat down by two or three center fielders of Fort Loramie who were lined up a good 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage. 1.7 seconds remained. The ball was inside the Fort Loramie 40. McKee went back to pass, wobbled one deep over the middle, broken up by Fort Loramie. That was the wise thing to do. Don't try to catch it. Just swap that thing to the ground. That was the Wisebridge play that finished off the game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
The Fort Loramie Redskins win and advance. Redskins will play the winner of the Riverside-St. Henry game. That was being played in Logan County tonight. Fort Loramie would be on the road. If Riverside wins that game, Fort Loramie would be home. If St. Henry upset Riverside, don't know the outcome of that game, but that is the status for next week. We'll have coverage for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Derek will take a two-minute break, return with our stars of this game when we come back. Fort Loramie victorious finally in the end. Terrific game tonight. Division 7 first-round playoff. Fort Loramie 42, Southeastern 35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The talk up here in the press box a few minutes ago, a lot of times first-round games with 16 teams in each region making the playoffs, not very good. Simply put, a lot of four-touchdown games, mercy rule, continuous clocks, not so here tonight. 11 seed versus a 6. Fort Loramie, not quite as good as a year ago, certainly had not shown it. Southeastern, better than a year ago. Some dynamite seniors on this Trojans club. And they led the way to a 35-21 Southeastern lead at the half. Fort Loramie's defense out of sight, final two quarters. Who gets the game ball? The entire Fort Loramie defense, no doubt about it. They are our stars of the game. Gabe Art, Maxwell Maurer on offense, excellent as well. For the Southeastern Trojans, how about Jonah Acebrook and Hayden Davis? They were superb. Two outstanding performers for the Trojans. Those are our Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the International Cream at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Fort Loramie Redskins victorious here in the end in spectacular come-from-behind fashion. Downing Southeastern 42-35, 21 unanswered points by Fort Loramie in the second half, 7 in the third, 14 in the fourth. A Will Holland touchdown run with under 30 seconds to go from 9 yards away was the deciding touchdown in this contest. Maxwell Maurer with a nifty catch a couple yards short of the goal line in traffic. One or two plays before, that was big. Ty Kemper had a big reception down deep in the red zone as Fort Loramie's offense and defense really gelled in the second half when it had to, and Fort Loramie pulled this game out. Partial scores, Anna in Shelby County at home against Allen East, up 4 touchdowns late in the fourth. Last we heard, Lehman trailed Cedarville by 2 touchdowns in the fourth. Sydney was thumped, shut out, I think, on the road at Harrison. And those are the significant scores of interest to Shelby Countyans. Again next week, keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We will cover a playoff game for you next Friday night. More than likely, it will involve Fort Loramie. Redskins could be on the road at Riverside, could play at home at St. Henry. We do not know the final score of that game between Riverside and St. Henry. If St. Henry wins, Fort Loramie for the second straight year would play St. Henry at home in a postseason playoff game. If not, the Redskins would be glad to travel to Riverside and take on the Pirates away from home, a road game for the second straight week for Fort Loramie. So keep abreast of our website. We'll have all the details for you. Don't forget, next Thursday, it is regional volleyball action, regional semifinal from Northmont. It is New Bremen against Rushi or Fairlawn in match number one. We're on the air at 5:30. Second match follows at about 7:30. Fort Loramie against more than likely Jackson Center. Those would be our two volleyball matches on Thursday. Football Friday, airtime at 6:25. And then a volleyball regional championship match next Saturday afternoon at 3:30 from Northmont here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks for putting up with me. I've had a bout of the coronavirus in the last month. Slowly but surely I'm getting better. This game may have set me back. But it was fun while doing it.
There was a nail biter, Jack, yeah. That's for sure.
I tell you what, 12 days ago I had no voice. I had no voice 12 days ago. This will set me back maybe a day or two, but I'll recover. It was a lot of fun. Spectacular photo finish by Fort Loramie, which pulled it out 42-35. If I sound a little nasally, a little scratchy, I've had the bug, and hopefully I am getting over it. And maybe the last few germs I got rid of tonight.
I bet you did.
Expelling all of this excitement.
Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
thanks so much to our great online listeners. So proud of you for staying with us. It was a tight game in the end. It looked like there at halftime, Southeastern receiving the kickoff to start the third quarter, and might have a chance to pull away, run away, and hide from Fort Loramie. Redskins with a great first half pep talk came out to start the second, and played extremely well, shut out Southeastern, scored 21 points of their own. The final seven, a touchdown run by Will Holland from just inside the 10-yard line with under a half minute to go. And that is how it wound up, 42-35, a scintillating close to this game tonight. It was a 21-14 game after one quarter. We had five touchdowns.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In the first 12 minutes, then the defenses started to feel the other offense out and settled in. Adjustments were made by two outstanding head coaches, A.J. Woods of Southeastern, Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie. And the Fort Loramie's defense was just out of this world. Best of the entire season, best two quarters back-to-back of the entire year. And that's what it took. Or Fort Loramie would have been going home and not the Trojans. Southeastern, kudos to the Trojans. An exciting ball club, played extremely well. And Southeastern played its collective hearts out here tonight and did everything but finish off the game. Simply put, Fort Loramie was the better second-half club, had to overcome 14 points to do it. It was a mountain to climb. But the Redskins got it finished.
Well, unfortunately, there had to be a loser. Unfortunately.
Yeah. You don't have many first-round high school playoff games like this one. It was special. It really was.
I agree.
Thanks to our online listeners. Chuck McBee will be back with me next Friday night, no doubt. I'm not sure where we will be. Could very well be at Fort Loramie, maybe at Riverside. I might wind up following Anna on the road, although that's a haul, down to Williamsburg. Could we even get into that press box? Local radio down there might demand the space. I'm not sure. We'll have to sort things out. Keep abreast of our website. Thanks to Derek Olding again.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Gratitude to Derek. Jack Kramer saying so long from here in South Charleston on the campus of Southeastern High School, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have gone to 6-5 on the year. A huge second-half rally coming from behind to edge the Southeastern Trojans in climactic fashion in the final half minute of this game, 42-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.